to the security guards who share my Wi-Fi at home so that in the night they can actually watch some highlights of the cricket stuff these days. That's the latest thing. Of course, they watch movies and stuff, but they watch highlights, cricket highlights these days. World has changed, right? Anybody who disagrees how mobility has brought about the change in our life, the way we work, the way we get work done, the entire thing has completely changed today. There's no physical boundary which is kind of locking you down. So fundamentally, we have become mobile because we've got the tools that keep us there. We are always networked. We are always connected. But one very increasingly growing phenomena is that we don't have to come back to office to sit and do the presentation together. I can do it from anywhere. We don't have to come back in to make the source code for a project that we are working together. We could be collaborating from anywhere that we could be at any particular point in time. And at the same time, this phenomenon of the way our social life, our private life has become super productive, where we are always connected. There is a bank SMS coming. There's a WhatsApp message that's coming. It could be a notification you can just swipe and quickly book a dinner table, movie, anything. You're always connected all the time. And that's a transition that we're finding is happening in the workspace as your applications are increasingly getting onto your mobile devices there. In fact, this is an actual shot of a Microsoft office from a European country there. Where our office is also becoming like this. Who sits at his desk today? Believe me, for the last 3 years, I don't think I've gone back and sat at my desk. I always sit wherever I get a space, wherever there is peace and quiet, I can go and sit and just work there. I don't need to go back to my office. I could be lounging anywhere and sitting and doing. So many of you are still connected to your customers or back to your IT organization internally and doing some work now also as I'm presenting or during the lunch break, you were there. So things are kind of changing very, very rapidly. And with that, there is inherent risk. Things don't just happen smoothly. There is risk, and people lose stuff. In fact, here's a real-life thing. Anand, if you could just span that out. A few months back, I was at, of all the places, Dehradun Airport. And you can read this. This was interesting. This was put up there, so I took a photo of this. People forget important things like iPads, which are expensive. iPhones are very expensive in India there. Tablets and whatnot and everything else. So this is, it's not a statistic, it's not a presentation that I'm giving to you that, hey, you know, people lose stuff. Come on, I'm sure in this gathering here, there must be at least 5 people who've lost their mobile phone. Anybody who lost his mobile phone in the last 3 months? Like 4 months, there you are. It's a constant phenomenon. And the statistics for US and other places like massive, where they're able to have these statistics. In India, the proof is go to the black market. That market has more inventory than we have in the white market. There. So this is a risk. I'm like, this is a problem that we have across. So security is taking a new role or a more differentiated role where you really, really, really need to have trust. You have to have trust built in such a way that the users who are, because of whom the world has changed and the way they're using things can be incorporated into your corporate organizations, that can be predicated on the trust that we can actually build. So that's where Microsoft's enterprise mobility efforts are. Our vision is, why do we carry a mobile phone or a tablet? Is there anybody here who wants to answer? Why are you carrying a phone here? Essentially, you can be productive. You need to do work so that you can do something. That's the number one thing, so that you can do things sitting here listening to me and Anand. At the same time, you're connected back to your office there. That piece is number one fundamental for us. We have to make you productive. And while making you productive, we have to make sure that your IT department is absolutely confident that the trust is ensured in that kind of a setup. And so that's our mission. Our mission is to make this enterprise mobility a more secure experience there without bringing in all the locks and things down. Now, We have something called executive briefing sessions where, you know, in the last, since April 1st, we've done about 150 briefing sessions to CIOs and CTOs from some of your organizations. You've spoken to partners across. And, you know, a couple of things that have come out. And these are the things which define the way in which mobility is going to evolve there. If you notice, if some of you are IT organizations, some of you are partners, you would have noticed in the last 1 year, 3 years, there are a lot of companies who bought a mobility solution, then that didn't work, then they bought another one, and some of them are even considering the third buy because, you know, things have changed and now I want it this way. So they've made a number of point, you know, purchases, whatever was required at that point. Now, you really need to understand where enterprise mobility is really working. Now, your laptops, your MacBooks, these things are going to exist. They're going to be there. And for that, you need rich management capability. That's what we hear from the CIOs and CTOs every day. And the other thing is that you're sitting in the cloud. You're sitting here. You're connecting back over the cloud to your enterprise. Your PC, your machine, your laptop, your phone, your tablet needs to connect back. And the best way to make it available without punching too many holes into your firewall is through the cloud. So enterprise mobility, taking the cloud approach, is the preferred approach. And that's why if you see every vendor who's out in the enterprise mobility space is or has a cloud only option or a cloud option also, which they lead with there. The other thing is that anybody who left an Android and bought an iPhone 6 scenario, there are a lot of people who have done this. Like maybe you were on an iPhone and went to an Android, went to things, whatever. You're always looking at getting the same experience, the same integrated experience across. You don't want a broken experience. You don't want a siloed experience or a reduced experience across. So nobody really think you want more. Give me the full functionality that is possible across. Then many other things like people want, or the world is shifting to an MDM-like management capability. Now take the example of the CEO who was in Germany who lost his iPad. Naturally, he can't come back the very next day and say, hey, IT, give me another iPad and set it up. He just goes to the store and buys another iPad, and he should be able to set it up and get all the access to his email, to his documents, to whatever that he's using, so that his business trip is not intercepted. And that can really be brought about through an MDM-like approach. Even if it's your PC tomorrow, you lose your PC, who cares? All your data information is done. That's all. Maybe it's just a 50,000, 60,000 rupee loss to you. But you can be enabled back again in a matter of minutes and hours across there. What's becoming important is that you are not coming to office, so how do I know you are you? So identity is playing a very, very important role. And increasingly, every organization wants to have a more or stronger way to authenticate you. And identity is becoming very, very important across the devices that you're using. You could be using an Android today, and then you bought an iPhone 6. I don't care what you did with that, but I just want you to still have access to the same level of the applications that were there and the same level of restrictions which were put forward to you. Another very important phenomenon that's happening is that it's extremely difficult to protect data. So how do we protect data at source, and how do we make a solution, or we have a solution which is self-protecting? It is context aware that, okay, I'm on this particular iPad. This is not a company iPad. I need to be encrypted. How can you make data behave in that manner? So that's another requirement that we are seeing. Then, come on, everybody loves the devices. And if you've had conversations, if you're in your IT and you've seen the CXO level conversations, the senior management conversations, people are very, very possessive about their laptops. Just last week, we met a CIO, and there were two board members also sitting with him. And the guy there was that, listen, I don't touch my daughter's iPad. She's using it, and she's able to do everything on it. Why do you want to touch my iPad? Please, it's with me. I don't want anybody to come and touch it. You just enable it. Tell me, give me my username and password. I should be able to do what I want. This was a board member telling the CIO and as well as us that, you know, that's the way it should be working. What do you want? It's my device. I don't want to give it to you. But at the same time, so the point is that increasingly conversations are landing that you are the ultimate authority on your device. It's your call. You want to join, you don't want to join, and the experience that you want on it. At the same time, the IT is also saying that, fine, the access that we're giving you to our corporate data applications, I'm the final authority there. And how do we bridge this, or how do we keep this thing going? And that's where Microsoft has been thinking and working and designing the enterprise mobility platform. And we feel that the play around having a very, very, very strong identity platform, along with a data protection solution, which is not just on a mobile which you have containerized, but it's pervasive through entire any mobility platform that you may be using there. And of course, you should have the capability to manage any device and any application that's on it. So that's where our focus is, that we're looking at these are the three key things that we feel are, or we feel and we believe, and it's getting validated by Gartner and others, that is the way to really look at enterprise mobility. Now, traditionally, what did organizations do when they were looking at a BYOD scenario or a CYOC scenario where the companies are buying their own devices? What were they doing? They were looking at an MDM in the market, which would, you know, help them protect the device, and they would also provide the capability to protect the application, do application containerization. But then you really had because of the conversations I've had with the CIOs and the actual users, there's a very restrictive environment. It's not a collaborative environment. And sometimes where your business gives you, has certain SLAs with your customers and partners, people can't access data if they're not on network, if they're sitting in an aircraft. There are a lot of restrictions there. So that's where, you know, how do you go beyond what the typical MDMs have been providing, because MDM is not the complete solution for enterprise mobility. How do you protect the data and files? How do you have an identity layer which cuts across these devices, these applications, and this data and file and everything that you are accessing no matter where you're coming from? So that's where the enterprise mobility suite is really coming in and shows, and I want to show this to you in action in the next 1 minute there, that while the user wants to be productive, you want to have complete control on the identity so that you can marry the policy you want to have on that identity. And then the device that he's coming from or she's coming from, you have the ability to have control in the sense, okay, have a PIN on it, have encryption on it, I want you to disable the camera on it. But then can I have a separate enclave where the corporate applications are sitting? So the orange layer that you see there. These are corporate applications, and only these participating applications can talk to each other. And the files that are there in that application, let's say there is an email that comes with an Excel sheet, how is that file protected and managed? So that's where the Enterprise Mobility Suite comes in and gives you completeness through this conversation across. There's data protection, which is giving you rights management on the thing. It gives you integration too. See, there was the CIO who met me and says, you know what, I invested in this. I thought this MDM solution is solving all my problems. I get containerization. But then I realized that guy just brought out his laptop, he checked his email, and he could download that same thing on his, and he could share it and work in. So now I have to think of another solution to have security on the laptops and Macs. Doesn't work, doesn't give me the ROI. Is there a solution? So that's where rights management services kind of gives. And in all this, the Microsoft solution is working with Word, Excel, PowerPoint, which are the gold standard of productivity, the email, the Outlook solutions there. So we're not compromising, not giving you separate containers and separate solutions to work on, which you see in a typical MDM, enterprise mobility stack. They have device management, then they have their own mobile application, like their own Word, their own email, their own version of the solution that they have created. And then they have app wrappers which help you create containerization to custom LOB apps. And all of these app solution has to be kind of connected back to your on-premise server. It has to be connected to your on-premise infrastructure. Goes through DMZ. I have some customers who tell me it's ridiculous. I have Office 365 because I love the cloud, I want to go there, but I have this solution which makes me connect to the proxy server on-premise and then routes it up there. So it's kind of crazy there. And that's what the Microsoft solution is solving through. First of all, we're not compromising on your security because your experience, we're giving you the native Microsoft apps which are available to give you the best productive experience. And the LOB apps as well as the application access through Azure Active Directory. But we are cloud first, we can natively connect to the cloud. And this is not just Office 365 cloud, but it's over 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 applications that are that are available as SaaS applications running in the cloud everywhere. Now, this is made possible because behind the scenes, the engineering is working together. There is the USP is in our architecture. It's the Active Directory team, the Office team, the Intune team. They sit together and they work. Every new feature is discussed. How can that be married to an identity and locked to a policy on Intune everywhere? So when we look at designing and when we thought about coming out with our Enterprise Mobility Suite, we looked at the entire phase, right from the time a person buys a device and he goes and enrolls that device, gets some applications, lives through his day-to-day, loses his device, or wants to get rid of some applications because he's changed his job from sales, he's become marketing, and then finally maybe he leaves the company. We understand this life cycle, and in this next demo that we want to do over the next 20, 25 minutes, we want to show you how the experience comes out from a brand new device that Anand has, and he's going to show how you will enroll and go through these phases.
Great. Thanks, Ani. So over the next 25 minutes, like Ani said, I'm just going to go back one slide. We're going to spend the next 20 minutes in walking you through these four scenarios, right? And we're going to take this as one single demo so that you get the entire picture. So stay with us. I'm going to switch between a bunch of devices here, and let me come to my first device. So I leave it to you, Ani, or actually I'll leave it to you folks to decide where do you want to see this demo. So I have this first device here, and I have the second device here, right? So where do you want to see the demos? I'm going to show you device manageability. Do you want to see the demos on this? A quick raise of hands. Someone of you want to say, I'm not going to demo Windows 10. I'm going to show you how a Windows device can be managed. Okay, how many of you want to see the demos on this? Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let's start with this. Ani mentioned, what is the primary reason of having these devices? Productivity, right? Staying productive. IT will say security and all that. So let's start by an app that helped me stay very productive, right? I mean, seriously, this helps me being productive all the time, right? So where's Candy Crush? Let me get it installed. Right? So nothing cool. I'm just getting an app installed to show you that I know to install an app on this device also, right? That is one. Second, my son would be happy when I give him this device. Okay. But jokes apart, while that is being installed, I would typically start by setting my mail. That's the first thing that I would typically do to get productive. So let me go ahead and select Exchange, and let me start typing in my email ID just to take you through the process. And this is a stock machine, so I do not have anything at all. This is a plain vanilla, just a fresh device. And thanks to Office 365, setting up a mail has never been easier. No more calling up IT. I just give my email address, password, and hopefully I will, in a minute, get my device configured for mail, right? So I have my most mission-critical line of business app that I started installation from the store. And then I have my next app that is required, which is mail. Great. So I have two things thrown out of the window. Now is where actually both me as an end user as well as my IT needs to decide what are the other things that needs to be there on this device to really get starting productive, right? When you have a managed device like a Windows, yeah, you are managing it with an enterprise management solution like an SCCM, push all your apps, that machine joins the domain, all of that has happened. That's what we in IT are being used to, right? Whereas on a device like this, it's extremely difficult. Like the examples that Ani took, I mean, I'm always on the move. I probably don't know whom to call up, whom to reach out. And the first mail, as you can see, that I get on this device when I checked my mail is that, please enroll your device. So which means that as an end user, I am being notified that if I need to check my mail on this device, I have to do some additional step. At this stage, that's all that I know. So it says step one, enroll your device. So let me click on the link here, which will help me enroll my device. Right, again, the simplicity, the fact that IT is not yet involved in any of the stages. So I'm being led to some portal. I don't even know. I'm just an end user. It says portal. It says to enroll your device, you must install the free company portal app. So it's taking me to another app installation. It says Intune company portal. So how many of you are familiar with Windows Intune or Microsoft Intune? A few. I'll quickly come back to the Intune in a minute here. So while the Intune portal is happening, let me quickly. So here's where I'm switching gears and showing you the IT side of things. How did I come to the first step that I saw? So till now, all that I did was as an end user, as a personal user, I went to the store, installed an app. As an enterprise user, wearing my business hat, I checked my mail. And the only mail that I saw in my inbox was to enroll a device. How did this happen? So I'll take you through step by step, both from an end user perspective and the admin console so that you are clear, right? But please do understand these are two different consoles. So now I'm wearing the hat of the enterprise mobility administrator, showing you the console exactly where it is done. So let me just zoom here in a bit. So Microsoft Intune is a cloud-based device management solution, so which means that as an administrator, all that I need is a browser and point to Windows Intune, the Microsoft Intune portal. Among the bunch of policies, one of the policies that I see here is called conditional access. Now, that is the first thing that the enterprise administrator had done, and as you can see, I can set up today conditional access against Exchange Online, against Exchange on-premises, and there you can see this targeted group, which means that I did not necessarily set that setting for everyone. I don't obviously want my CEO to go through that process to get his machine enrolled. So I can go ahead and target a set of people. I can also do that against my Exchange on-premises for your on-prem Exchange environment. And I can also do it for my SharePoint for my document repository. So conditional access today is possible against those three scenarios. Once I do that, what it will do against the policies that have been set in my organization, check whether this device is enrolled. Only if it is enrolled will it allow you to check your mail. So that's my starting point. I'm making the end user forcefully join his machine to the domain. Look at the scenario, how different, how intuitive it was, right? At the same time, if you want, I can have a corporate device enrollment policy itself. So these are scenarios where the company procures devices and gives it out to its employees, where I don't want the end user to go ahead and enroll it. I can have like a bulk enrollment done, pre-distribution it to the users, and that's the next scenario. So once that is done, now let me just quickly touch upon some of the configuration policies very briefly here before I come back to my device here. Let me check if, just give me a minute. Yeah. So a device here.
At the end user point, all you need to know is your Active Directory username and password. That's it. That's all that it takes to enroll yourself. The rest of the experience is native and intuitive for any end user there.
That's right. So let me quickly touch upon some of the compliance policies. Compliance policies are things like which you would set for your device. Do you need a PIN? Because these are not domain joined, so you should have a policy. Would you allow a simple PIN or a password? Would you want password quality? What are the minutes of inactivity before it will be locked? Basic stuff to take care of your security, right? From an IT standpoint, these are essential things that you need to be enforced. So what will happen is before I can check my mail on the other device, these are the policies that will be pushed across. That way, IT can be sure that policies are in place.
I think we made a mistake right at the start when I handed over to him. We have to pay our tributes to the demo gods, especially when you're doing a demo-only kind of a session. We'll be right there.
So that guy right.
is gone. But we have a backup. We had plan B. Everybody needs a plan B and a plan C. Right. So that's coming back up. Yeah, sure. Okay. Your question was that while you see endpoint policies configurable, how about backup scenario, backup of the data that is lying on? So today, what's happening is that there is a fundamental change in the way data moves with you wherever you move. Do you have a Dropbox? Do you have a OneDrive, maybe G Drive? Yeah. So do you need backup? Everything gets written to the OneDrive. So we can enforce that anything that you're working on can only be saved as onto a OneDrive or a Dropbox kind of a scenario. So even if you lose your hardware and you go and set up a new one, you have access back to everything that you always had access to. Say that again. Okay. Point in time restore for pump time. So it depends. So what you're saying is that let's say at this particular point I had my email open, I had a Word document, maybe a PowerPoint that I was working on, and in any real scenario, and what happens on my laptop in my office, this is today on a laptop scenario, is that everything is writing, saving to the OneDrive itself, OneDrive for business, not this. Scenario. And at any point, the applications itself are saving at incremental points in time, whatever there is. And that gets saved. So if I lose my laptop, which did happen, I had a battery crash, I had to replace my battery. So whatever I was working went off there. But so I lose what? Maybe a couple of seconds of work that may have done, which is not there. Okay. Yeah. Right. So fundamentally it works at, okay, where you want, so his question was that while BYOD is giving access to people on different devices, these devices could be anywhere at any particular point in time, could crash, could be stolen and stuff. How do you ensure backup over a particular period of time? So that there's corporate compliance, and let's say you need to investigate and go back. Now, there are a number of solutions which can actually meet this requirement for you. And when you talk about data, data can then be classified under, this is messaging data, this is whatever. There's data which is corporate data that you're working in a collaborative work. Then there could be stuff which lies on your hard drive, which is now sitting on your OneDrive piece there, which is going to, no, it's your policy how you want to make things available. Like if you have data which is lying on SharePoint, which is your collaboration platform, if it is your collaboration platform, you can have archivals, you can have solutions that are running along with it. Like you have archivals and solutions which are running with Exchange, so that up to 7 years, 8 years, you want to discover something, yes, you can do in that place. Then it's your policy where a person can save the particular piece of data. Now, a OneDrive for business is now coming with RMS protection. So anything that you download from SharePoint can be RMS protected and put onto OneDrive for business. The OneDrive for business is sitting in the cloud. But then the fundamental use case there is that this is your hard drive. You can keep it at this particular. Yesterday you had this capability where that hard drive could be backed up, but that guy could delete any data that he wanted at any particular point in time. So Anand will tell you there is a Windows solution which is available which can do backup of snapshots on a thing over a particular time, and you can retrieve versions of Word file that you've been working with, let's say, over the last 15 minutes. I can give you 10 backups of that itself. So those are native technologies which are built into the client itself, and client empowered to give you that level of backup to data. Is that available on iOS, on Android, on Chromebook, on Linux? It will vary. So if you're making a corporate policy, then you'll have to take those things under considerations and selecting a particular platform.
Okay, so I'm going to quickly walk through some of the scenarios because internet is gone, and without internet, I can't.
Okay.
Right. So let me see whatever speed at which I'm getting it. Folks here promised 6 Mbps. Right, so what I've done is I've downloaded the company portal app on this device, and again, I'm signing in with the same set of credentials that I signed in to my mail, right? So which means that from an identity standpoint, I do not have to remember multiple usernames and passwords, and you will see that throughout my demos, these are the only set of credentials that I'm using for each and everything, right? And I get to type in my demo, and all of you will be able to see my password as well, which is fine. I'll come to that in a minute. So now what I'm doing is that this is the company portal app, which is the Intune management portal app that my mail actually forced me to download as an end user. I'm logging into that, and it'll soon take me to a page where it'll show me what are the devices that I own today? What is the current status? What are the different apps that are made available to me? Think of this as your enterprise portal for pushing all your apps onto this device. Not only can I make, as an administrator, apps available on my enterprise portal, I can also force certain apps to be pushed. So for example, this is day one for me using this device. And if I'm not very sure what are the apps that I should be using from a company standpoint, I can get all my apps that I need absolutely to get started pushed onto this device, and that's what you'll see. So it is asking me to enroll. Enrolling, again, is a 2-3-click process. So it takes me through terms and conditions. You can put your own terms and conditions there. In the process, it will install the management certificates that are needed for this device to speak back. So it'll open up a portal which will get the download of your management portal, the management profile that needs to go into this device to get started. So let me try with...
The profile has all the policies that you have put in. So it installs a device certificate so that the device can be authenticated. Next time Anand joins, we know this is the device that he's registered with. And then there is a PIN, password, and other things which are enforced. Could even be a camera lockdown or whatever that's there.
So there are other interesting things that can be pushed as part of this policy, because now all of this I'm doing over public internet, right? And if there is a requirement that some of the apps that you would open would need some certificates for you to authenticate against, or some of the apps need a VPN connectivity back to my corpnet, I can push them also as part of this process so that when my device is enrolled, I'm fully up and running so that I can get start productive from day one. So it is trying to add the device. It will soon pop up for a profile, or it will tell me the status. So in this state, what is supposed to happen is I, as an end user, I already have 5 devices that are enrolled, and my enterprise administrator has set a policy that as an end user, I can only enroll up to 5 devices. So once this adding device circle gets over, I should get a message, a very friendly message that says, you know what, this cannot be installed. So here it is going ahead and installing the profile. This is where the management profile gets. So you'd see the generating key, installing certificates will happen, enrolling a certificate, and the certificate is what uniquely identifies this profile, this device, back to my enterprise management console, which is the Microsoft Intune portal. So
please bear with us. We're on a backup Wi-Fi, just let us know when the internet is back. The primary 6 MPS. Otherwise, these things sometimes take a little time. Right. But essentially today, how many users can a, how many devices can a user usually be authorized to? Typically, most of us hang around with 3 devices at the most. But sometimes, like we've seen, somebody also has an additional phone, additional tablet, the carrying. So you can have up to maybe 5 devices. But we can restrict this to 1 or 2 devices. That's all you want to allow, or maybe 4, or keep it up to 5.
That is basically to make sure that you don't have rogue administrators who are trying to trying to add multiple devices and so on.
This is a backup.
Just put because.
Okay.
No, just try connect that.
Take this off.
No. You got to
click over.
I don't know that
because
okay. So give it a minute. I don't know about that.
Just setting it up, 2 minutes.
Sure.
Management of the portal, yes, you can have IT administrators and through a single portal, yeah, there are something like in the current phase, it's 50,000 and there are certain technical plumbing things that we are doing now, then it's going to reach about 500,000 very shortly. 500,000 devices. Correct. Correct. Today it's at that level. It's a scale-up process that we're doing, the underlying architecture. So we migrated Intune from what we call the GFS servers, the Global Foundation Services, which runs most of Microsoft, to completely to Azure in the last 6 months. And as we are, it's a phase-wide deploying from Azure, we're taking it, in Azure, we're taking it further. HTML5 is coming into the entire interface there, and there the underground plumbing that has to be done to make it scalable and other things, those are things which are happening at the Azure under level. And then you'll see, in the sense, the number of users, things will become a non-discussion point. Okay, the question he asked is, how many users can you manage, or how many devices can you manage using the Intune portal today, and what's the thing in future? So the number of users that you can manage today are about 50,000. Devices that you can manage is about 50,000, and that's scaling up to hundreds of thousands in the immediate new future. Just bear with us. The entire thing is an internet-based. Yeah, there is a person with a mic, but before the mic reaches you, the conversation starts. Net is up?
Hello?
Can you just try?
Okay. So I think it's up.
Yeah.
So here's where it says the service is not supported. There's a device cap that has reached. So which means that when I go back to my company portal, I get to see all the different devices. So this is a company portal app. I get to see all the different apps that are available to me. You can have categories defined, and then it'll also show me. So let me start that fresh. Yes. The Intune portal is not coming.
Still
are you on the dongle or?
No, dongle I took off.
It's smaller.
Less.
Right, so if either one of the connectivity works, we could have shown it, and that's why I had a Windows device that I could show. There's an admin console and the iPad. Without internet, I'm like,
Can I ask one more question?
Please.
So, coming to the mobile or Air Watch.
Can't hear you. Sorry.
I'm talking about the MDM solution. So, you're talking about Ensure, right? So, mobile or Air Watch and the MDM solution from the BlackBerry. So, do you have any high level comparison with the Air Watch or mobile and BlackBerry MDM solution? So, people could easily understand.
Yeah, so these are my subsequent slides. Maybe I can switch to those and show you. There is a high-level comparison. Of course, see, we said, and we're telling you that when enterprises are adopting mobility, one fundamental thing that I'm seeing after talking to hundreds of customers across India and also the feedback that I get across is that people bought one solution, and I know a customer who bought Mobile Iron. After that, he bought Citrix, and now he is testing out Intune because it's not meeting his requirements. I know another customer who's on Citrix, has evaluated AirWatch, now looking at, not Intune, EMS, Enterprise Mobility Suite. And there are many customers like this. Some of you may be those customers themselves who've had one, now looking at another thing. Because fundamentally, we're looking at solving point solutions when you're talking about MDM. So the comparison I gave you on the other side when I said is that what did we do when the BYOD phenomena broke out in this world? We said, okay, we can manage your device. We can lock it down. We can encrypt it and do this particular piece. There's a huge pushback on this. In fact, you meet most CXOs, nobody likes to use it because you're restricting me. My fundamental premise of buying this device was so that I can be productive. You're not helping me there. You're giving me a containerized application which doesn't work when I'm flying, when I'm not connected to the internet. I mean, like, internet is so fundamental to anything, even demos or any experience across. So that's not happening. Then the applications, what you're doing is, what you see is happening is that when you buy one of these solutions, they give you their own Word, their own Excel, their own PDF, their own email solution. Come on, anybody compared that with what's freely available? The experience is any 10 times better. Just the Word document that we give you and the Word application that comes with this. So productivity doesn't happen. These are fundamental differences that happen. You have to install two sets of applications. One is your regular Word, and then it's your containerized Word that somebody has given you there. The other thing is that, how do you know who is accessing what device and all? So your integration is an upload, an extract of Active Directory into import into this particular thing. What else are you using on your devices today? Yeah, are just these LOB apps that you have containerized made available? No, you're also using hundreds of SaaS-based apps. Now, I know on an average in India, about 6 or 7 SaaS apps. You know what are SaaS apps? Office 365 is a SaaS app. SuccessMeters is a SaaS app. Salesforce, SFDC is a SaaS app. That. These are the applications people are using. How do you control this particular thing on a particular device? How do you build in multi-factor authentication and various other things? In fact, giving you an example, you know about Okta? Okta is an identity player. Just last quarter, they announced that they're getting into the MDM space. Why? Because just being an identity player is not solving the problem. You need to have the MDM piece. So essentially what we're saying is you need to have identity, which has to be rock solid, because you need to know who's doing what, where, how's the policy managed on it. Second thing, yes, you need to know devices. You need to be able to manage devices, manage the applications on the devices that are there, manage the content on the devices, but then manage the data protection also that's happening on the data protection piece on the devices also there. That is the fundamental difference. Today, you go buy a Mobile Iron solution. After that, you need to go buy an Okta solution for identity for in the cloud piece. Next, you want to go buy what? Seclore, Adobe, something else to fulfill your enterprise identities, your data protection solution. All of that comes as one solution for Microsoft. And that's fundamentally, that's the number one difference. If you see this slide up right now, people are looking at a different set for identity, a different set for device management, a different set for data protection. We are giving you that as not as just a solution, but more like a platform. You also get Azure Active Directory Premium, or the Identity Player, also gives you the ability to publish and make available cloud-based applications onto that iPad, as well as on-premise-based applications onto that same iPad in a cohesive manner, like a landing page. They all just land, they get there. They can be strongly authenticated if required. They can... Can you today on an MDM device, I don't know where you're using, what device you're using kind of thing, or can anybody block Gmail access or Hotmail access or Amazon Web Services access? I shouldn't be talking about Amazon or Azure. Azure access. Can you block any of these things? You can go home or you can just, if I block it on hotel network, you can get onto your this thing network, to your own private GPRS network, whatever that you have, 3G, and you can access gmail.com. You can't block it, but here's an enterprise requirement. I want him to access corporate Facebook, corporate Twitter, corporate YouTube, corporate SFDC, corporate Amazon, corporate success meters, name all these applications from the device that I have authorized. Can you do that today with an MDM solution? There's no solution out there in the market that can do that today for you. So that's where the identity play comes in a very, very big way. It's just imagine how Active Directory used to work with group policies in your premises, and you could have a real strong lockdown security. That's the same thing that Azure Active Directory and Intune together give you that capability, which nobody else can give you. And then number one fundamental difference that it comes back to is that, why are you doing all this? Why are you doing all this? Why are you buying an MDM so that you can make a policy and say that, fine, I have BYOD policy, you can bring a device, and you can use corporate applications. But why do you want to use corporate applications? So that you're productive, so that you can do work from wherever you want to. What gives you the best experience to do those that productive thing? You're using Office, and you're working on an application which is not Office. Half the things don't render on it there. And we've seen it at various customer places. The moment they see it, they just lap it up there. So those are some differences. Is there something that we can?
No internet, still. So I think we are done on
time. Also, so yeah. Let's just do one thing. Let me just quickly take you through some of these slides. So essentially what we were wanted to very quickly show you in the demo was we wanted to show you the entire, how an iPad could have had the enrollment of email and various policies coming in. He could have access to email, Word, PowerPoint. You could have done shown how copy-paste is natively protected. You don't have to buy or install a containerized application, how you can have data sharing happening within those applications across. And the other processes of other applications like Evernote and remote desktop and other things could have been shown in those things. And all of this is actually powered because we give you the best experience if you're sitting on our, or you're working on our infrastructure, because this is a very, very integrated experience that we can show you, one of the best experience. And almost 8 out of 10 organizations will be working and sitting on it. So this was like a recap of the demo and one of the difference to the points that you asked. I was going to recap the demo. So here's the email that a person kind of enrolls and gets conditional access only once the device is done. And then on that email, there's an email that is received, and it's kind of, you try to store that email or that email attachment to a OneDrive or a Dropbox, which is on that iPad. I can deny you access because that's not one of the participating applications. However, you try to store it on OneDrive for business or Dropbox for business, yes, I can let you store it there. You can put it on PowerPoint also so that you can quickly present. But if you were to put it on some note or app that is there, on that particular system, no, that would not have, it would have prevented that particular piece. So, Anand's probably got internet back.
Now we have internet.
We've got internet now. Okay, it's coming. So, maybe we can take about 15 minutes and quickly just show this.
Maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, right there.
5 minutes to quickly take you through the scenario. So, let's see if this works. Yeah. So trust, generating key. Again, bringing back to the scenario, as an end user, I'm trying to enroll this device. The end result would be I should be able to access my mail after this. And once that is done, I should also be able to see all the apps that I'm entitled to. As an administrator, I have pushed a bunch of apps onto this device.
So that's the thing. He had reached his number of devices that he can install.
No. This is, again, connectivity issue.
Okay.
God. Forget. No. Just summarize.
Internet doesn't like us much. So essentially what we can do is we can, using your native apps itself, we can give you native apps are your typical apps on which you will be working in your regular life. We can give you the best experience on it and deny access across. And when you do a remote wipe or a self-initiated wipe, it's only your corporate apps that get wiped. But if you see Word, Excel, PowerPoint, SharePoint, all these things are still there. These are your personal things. So, so essentially, we can differentiate at personas. Did you log in with Anirudh at Microsoft.com? Okay, this is corporate. This is managed. This is natively containerized for you. Did you log in as Anirudh at Hotmail.com? Oh, that's regular. That's your stuff. You keep it the way you want. That's the kind of differentiation that we can actually show. And this experience is first on Android, first on iOS, and first on the Windows platform. So we're not differentiating, and you must have seen and heard about stuff in the news as well as this conference. It's the services that's going to be really, really cool on every platform that you're seeing across. Summarizing here too, it's a cloud-first approach where we feel, given that you are mobile, you're always out on the field, that's the best way for it to work, get the best, most integrated experience. It's these office apps, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, SharePoint, Link, Yammer, OneDrive for Business, and OneNote, all these things which are native Microsoft applications which work fantastic on your iPads and your Androids, we can natively manage them. You don't have to install a new containerized app for it. The moment we detect that you're on a business scenario, we can do this. Lots of organizations haven't moved to the cloud, are looking at moving, and their journey could be 2 to 3 years. So a hybrid scenario where I have 30 apps applications sitting on premise which I want to make available on my Android tablet, and there are 5 apps which I have from SaaS, I can bring a hybrid scenario alive through my mobility solution onto the desktop. Very quickly, we said that fundamentally how we differentiated in the market is that every other player in the market is thinking in a very siloed manner, and in that siloed manner, they are, if it's fair to say, they're even competing with Office apps. They're competing with Microsoft Office on building a Word and an Excel and a PowerPoint, or even a Yahoo or your Yammer client, so that you can use it as a containerized application. Every month, every week, I introduce new features in my service, in my Office 365 service. You have to wait 4, 5, 6 months. I'm sure there must be a customer here who has a solution deployed where you don't get 0-day support or even 0+60-day support on a new service that has been enabled in the cloud there. What Microsoft has done is that we've given you a complete platform to build your enterprise mobility strategy, and this doesn't happen by just deploying an MDM device. This happens by taking your entire identity, your data protection, your applications, which is the session, which is tomorrow in the second half. It's how Azure Active Directory plays a role in enterprise mobility. It's a second half session. Please do attend that. That's where you will see how applications can really come alive on your laptop. So what we're doing with the enterprise mobility, last slide, is that we've brought the user's productivity central, and we brought the IT's requirement to make sure that the devices and the data is protected. And there are a bunch of independent solutions which work in a very, very integrated way, right from device management, application management, identity, remote access to applications all together. Yeah. Quickly, these are 2 sessions I would recommend. You could see how do you have trust in the cloud, which is a session a little later in the evening, and then the identity session, which is tomorrow by Vishal and my colleague Radhi. So do attend that. I don't think we have any time to take up questions, but here's a blog series that I would recommend anybody who's looking at. You may be using an existing MDM, but if you really want to understand what is enterprise mobility, it's more than just MDM. In fact, if you've been looking at Gartner, Gartner used to call it the MDM quotient, MDM quadrant, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, they've called it now the enterprise mobility quadrant. They changed it, and they have added, if you've read the Gartner latest MDM quadrant piece, they've said there's a fundamental shift, and identity and data protection are the key, are the additional capabilities that every player needs to have for them to be really effective in landing an EMM solution. There is Azure with a Pete, which will give you a destination where you can actually go and take up some of these courses and sessions. There are these EMS webinars also available there, and you can attend these webinars to get more information. Support, and we value your feedback. Definitely let us know that internet never worked, and you couldn't see what we really wanted to show you there. But thank you very much for your time. Do we have 2 minutes to? No. No questions we can take? Oh. Okay. Thank you.